This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, August 23, written by John Couperus. Daring to Dream. From Genesis 37. Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him all the more. Great outcomes often begin with dreams. Immigrants dream of a better life in another country. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of a world without racial discrimination. Joseph had dreams that suggested he would be a powerful leader. But dreams can be dangerous. Joseph's dreams stirred the hatred of his brothers. They did not like the idea of bowing down to Joseph. His dreams resulted in the brothers saying, "Here comes that dreamer. Come now, let's kill him." Joseph's dreams brought him to a pit and then into slavery. Later, he was put in prison on false charges. Sometimes our dreams, too, may be crushed. When that happens, we have a choice. We can become bitter and angry about being treated unjustly, or we can forgive those who hurt us. Joseph saw God's hand at work in his life. After many years, when he was reunited with his brothers, he said, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish the saving of many lives." Even in the midst of evil, God worked behind the scenes to protect Joseph and make him into a great leader. Joseph's dreams brought deliverance for many lives. His life pointed to the great deliverer who was to come, Jesus Christ. God is at work in our dreams also. You trust him to see you through. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for the dreams you give. And when we cannot make sense out of our lives, help us to trust that you are working all things for good. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.